Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure and an honor to be part of your day. My website is www.jbsba.com. And folks, I told you about Bob Nagin joining us. And when I talked to you about it, I told you what he did for a living. And I'm going to remind you about that. He's the president of Whiz Bang Training. But when I found out that this was a guy who could talk people into buying kites all year long, even when there was no wind, I said, you know, I got to talk to a guy like that. I need to know him. I need my audience to know somebody who can market to people, who can get them to buy kites 12 months out of the year. He can make a living, and he did so for decades, selling kites and sometimes yo-yos and things like that. But he started out selling kites, and that's the kind of guy that I want to help me with my marketing, and he's here with us again today. His name is Bob Nagin. He's the president of Whiz Bang Training. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And, you know, Bob, I was telling the audience about when I was a kid, you know, we spent a buck or two on kites in March, maybe a little bit in April, probably maybe a little in February. And then if I didn't have any money, I just climbed up in the tree and found Charlie Brown's old kite and put a newspaper on it and tied a towel on the tail, and I flew that one, and I didn't spend any money on that. So I cut into your sales a little bit, I guess, when I did that, Bob.
Well, Jim, I think when you were a kid, I wasn't in the kite business at that time.
I think that's a safe bet. I think you're exactly right on that. But anyway, it's good to have you back. And one of the things I know you want to talk about today is something that we all scratch our heads over and we all maybe get a little bit frustrated about, and that's, why don't our customers do what we want them to do? Why don't other people do what we want them to do?
Well, Jim, there's a couple of reasons that people don't do what we want them to do. And, you know, a lot of it boils down to we don't communicate clearly. One of the a marketing truism that so many people, when they do their marketing, don't do well is they don't give a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
Call today. When people come in, here's a real typical sales scenario. People will come into, as you know, my background is retail. People will come into a store, and the shop owner or the salesperson will be helpful and friendly and perhaps even get them most of the way to the sale, but then they won't ask for the sale. They won't close the sale. So when you want people to do what you want them to do, part of the trick is to be clear about what the outcome you want. So if you do an advertisement, you need to tell people exactly what you want them to do.
So sometimes
on Friday between 5 and 8 and save money.
So what you're saying is if I say to someone, why aren't you doing what you want me to do? They might have the right to look back at me and say, you haven't told me what you want.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the things that so many small business people think that both their customers and their staff are mind readers.
Yeah.
You know, so clear expectations is so critical to a small business person. We, as small business people, we spend so much time thinking about what needs to be done,
yeah.
And in our mind, it's obvious. And so we assume, since it's obvious to us, that it's obvious to everyone else.
Well, the other thing in that, Bob, is that we're so focused on the vision and the concept and the end result,
yes.
that kind of a thought process really justifiably precludes all the details.
Yeah.
Somebody has to do the details, and so if I'm the leader and I've got the vision and I'm you know, kind of trying to get us to a station down the track, you know, somebody else has probably got to come in and put the details in there, but I've got to communicate to them a little bit about that, and maybe that's not what I'm doing.
That I think that you just hit something that I think that happens so often. So many entrepreneurs are strategic, just as you said. You know, they're trying to get there being to their success, and thinking about it all the time. Let me. So here's a story that would sort of illustrate this.
I'll tell you what. Hold on, Bob. Hold on to that thought, because
sure,
I want you to start that one when we come back. But this is important, folks, because when Bob says, why don't people do what I want them to do? What I want them to do. We might be thinking of customers, but maybe before we're thinking of customers, we should be thinking of our staff or the vendors who work for us. I know that I run into that situation. Sometimes vendors don't read my mind, and I don't understand that. We're gonna get Bob to help us with that right after these messages. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with Bob Nagin. We're back. It's 17 till. That's Mr. Robert Cray on blues vocals there. You know how much I like Robert Cray. If you ever get a chance to hear him, and I encourage you to buy his music. He doesn't know me. He doesn't pay me to say that. It's just, if you like blues, it doesn't get any better than Robert Cray. I bet Bob Nagin likes blues. Bob, you like blues?
I love the blues, Jim.
Well, you can't do well around here if you don't like blues. Everybody knows that.
I would imagine.
Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen, is the president of Whiz Bang Training. He works with a lady named Susan Nagin. Any relation there, Bob?
He calls a shot.
I bet she does. And I want to get into that in a minute, because I think that's important. But before we do, I want you to tell us the story that you were going to tell us.
Oh, so it's a question of communicating clearly. So my brother Steve and I were partners for 20 years. I sold him my share of the business in 1999 of the Mackinac Kite Company. And, you know, we had brother speak going. You know
right.
What that is?
Mm-hmm.
When two people work together and live together and spend all this time together. And so when we would get on a roll, we would literally jump ahead of each other. You know, we would skip thoughts. And what we would find was that our staff might be in on a meeting when we would go on one of these rolls, and they would assume that what we were talking about was a decision. When Steve and I were just having a conversation and brainstorming,
right.
They would see it as a decision. So we'd come up with some harebrained idea, and we had lots of harebrained ideas, and all of a sudden the word would get out in our company that we were going to have this new massive kite festival or yo-yo tournament or something like that. And so what we learned we had to do after a couple of these false starts was nothing was a decision until it was written and then communicated via the word, the written word.
Well, you guys were speaking Nagin, and they were speaking English.
That's exactly correct. So that's a good case of, you know, you have to be clear. You cannot assume that you are communicating clearly. You have to be very, very conscious of it. You know, and when it comes to your staff, Jim, there's really, if your staff is not doing what you want them to do, look in the mirror, because it's usually for one of three reasons. It's because they don't know what to do. You know, you just haven't told them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You assume they know what to do, and they don't. They don't know how to do it, meaning you haven't showed them the proper way to do it, so
right.
They're not doing what you want them to do because they haven't been trained. And the third reason that people generally don't do what you want them to do is they're more comfortable not doing it than they are doing it.
Right.
And so if you've got people on your staff who aren't doing what you want them to do, you need to look in the mirror and say, is it one of these three reasons? And if you've gone through that, I mean, usually 9 times out of 10, you'll realize that the problem lies there someplace.
Yeah, and that hurts a little, doesn't it? To realize that with all this hard work and all this vision, all this brain capacity that we put into this, and maybe a whole lot of resources,
mm-hmm.
It failed because we didn't finish up the paperwork. We didn't do that last little step, which was to convert it from Blasingame to English or from Nagin
right.
to English.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, I do a lot of staff management workshops around the country. and really where I start the whole process, because they're always well attended because everybody is feeling frustrated that their staff is not performing like they should.
And at that moment, there's something wrong with the staff, isn't there?
No, almost always.
I mean, they think that the people who hired you think there is, though.
That's right.
At that moment, they think there's something. Come in here and fix my staff.
Pardon me?
They say to you, I need you to come here and fix my staff. There's something wrong.
That's right. And so the first thing I always do is make sure that, and this is for your listeners, that if your staff is not performing the way that you want it to perform, it is no one's fault but yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not Generation X, Y, A, B, C. It's not the school system. It's your responsibility. And if somebody's not doing what you need them to do, you need to either get them on the right program or replace them.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's something that is a stone-cold truth. Your customers don't care about your issues.
That's right.
Your customers care about the service they receive when they're in your store or your business.
With them. What's in it for me? That's all they care about.
That's exactly right.
Even the ones who love you, even the ones who tell you what a great job you're doing, even the people you think you can't run off, even if they won't go to a competitor, which there aren't too many who won't, even if they won't do that, they really only just care about themselves.
Absolutely. You know, and so many people think that their customers love them so much, and then what starts to happen is they take them for granted.
Right.
And so here's a statistic for all your listeners, because this is what I feel is the most important statistic in business. 67% of people who quit shopping with a business or start to stop using a service do so because of perceived indifference. Not price, not convenience, not poor quality, perceived indifference. They think you don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So if 7 out of 10 people are going to leave your business because they think you don't care, job one becomes show them that you care.
You know, I don't know how many times I've had that emotion leaving a business
mm-hmm.
where I actually didn't, you know, I actually was pleased with what happened there. But on the way out or as they were wrapping up with me, you know, I felt like, the change was going to hit me in the back as I walked out or something. You know, or they didn't say thank you, or I said, or how about this? This is one of my favorites. I say, well, we enjoyed it. And then somebody in the organization says, no problem.
Yes.
I hate that. I want to talk about that when we come back. Bob, give us your website, please.
www.whizbangtraining, W-H-I-Z, bang training. And we have a free tip of the week for all of you people who have email.
Hold on a minute, Bob. We're going to talk about that on the other side. I want Bob to tell us about what he does, because you may want to avail yourself of his services. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Bob Negan is our guest, and he's president of Whizbang Training, along with his lovely wife, Susan. They work together to help people and individuals and companies put their best foot forward. Bob, you do coaching. You do customer service seminars. You talk to people about what we're talking about today, how to get the most out of their marketing efforts, and people can contact you at whizbangtraining.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Whiz, bangtraining.com.
That's correct. Yep.
All right. Now, can they subscribe? Can they sign up for these things at your website?
Sure. So at the website, there's lots of free resources. One of the things that we do for small business people, particularly retail and service business people, is we have our tip of the week, and it's an email tip that we send out that's just filled with practical, to-the-point information to help you build your business. There's also free articles for you to peruse, so there's lots of resources available on the website.
All right. Check that out, and if you're interested in having Bob and his organization help you on a little more of a personal face-to-face basis, you can find all that at his website as well. Bob, I want you to come back another day, and I want to talk about this thing I got off on this just as we went to the break about people saying, you know, no problem and all that. I want you to come back and talk about that another day. I want to continue our thought on why don't people do what we want them to do. And folks, one of the things that Bob told us first is sometimes we don't tell them what we want them to do. And or we don't explain to them, you know, why they should do it when we think they should do it. And what's amazing, Bob, is that sometimes our customers don't respond to us. And we trace it all the way back, if we're honest and effective in our sort of our post-mortem of all this. And we find out that not only did our customers not know what they should do, but our employees didn't know what to tell them to do.
And absolutely.
That's a little bit of a shock to some of us. It hurts a little bit.
You know, you talked about it earlier, Jim, and it's so true. You know, especially your listeners who are the true strategic entrepreneurs, big ideas. I'm rushing towards building that big business. You know, when people behave that way, it's natural, especially when you have a new business. You know, you're consumed by it.
Right.
But it's important for you to understand that all of your frustrations can be traced right back to the root source, which is you. If your business isn't growing fast enough, there are problems probably with your marketing. If your staff isn't performing the way that you want them to behave, you're probably not managing them well. You know, so one of the things that I see entrepreneurs not doing well is taking responsibility for the problems in their business.
We need to have people, if we're the vision folks, we need to have people who are the detail folks. Some people can be both, but it's not normal. But if you're the vision people, if you're the vision person, you need to hire or find the detail people. But the detail people have to have translation too. I mean, even if they're the greatest detail people in the world, you know, you've got to help them go from the vision to the details. I mean, if you tell them, I want a motor, well, I want an internal combustion motor. Well, maybe that's the greatest idea in the world, but somebody's got to realize that that's going to take a cam and some pistons and a ring and some rings and valves and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Well, and Jim, you just hit on a very important point, because detailed people, those people that you talk about, tend to need more detailed instructions. They're happy to do exactly what you want them to do, but you need to tell them exactly what you want them to do.
Right.
So
what the result that you're expecting. See, that's another thing I think that we don't always communicate, Bob, is we don't always tell them exactly what we want to come out of the other end of that machine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree 100%. You know, clearly written standards are a focus of all my staff development workshops. You know, let me give you an example of a clearly written standard.
30 seconds.
People say as soon as possible all the time. What does as soon as possible mean? To you, it means now. To the person who's hearing it, it means whenever the world they get around to it.
So right.
Those are the sorts of things that you need to think about.
So that's what you mean. That's what you mean by specificity. Let's say next Tuesday at noon.
That's exactly right.
Next Tuesday at noon. Bob Nagin, thank you for being here. Give us your website one more time.
www.whizbangtraining.com.
Thanks, Bob. We'll see you again real soon.
I hope so, Jim. Take care now.
Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.